Senior Life Journeys presents Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here is your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, your host. Happy August 2021. Yeah, I can't believe it's August. How did that happen? Well, time does fly when you're having fun. It flies when you ain't having fun, too. It just goes by like crazy. Today, I want to back up to a subject we spent a good bit of time a couple months ago talking about, and that's eating healthy. I'm just going to drive you crazy about this subject because it is a huge part of my world, and I'm always reading about ways to prevent Alzheimer's-type dementia. Very prevalent in my world. As you know, Mama had Alzheimer's. My grandmother had Alzheimer's. My husband has a brain injury. And as Dr. Daniel Amen says, you are not stuck with the brain you got. That's a good thing. And the way we change our brain is through lifestyle changes. I've been reading the book by Dr. Scherzai about how to eat healthy. And I bought their cookbook. It's the Alzheimer's, the 30-Day Challenge cookbook. They have this acronym, which is the Neuro-9. Well, it's not an acronym. It's just a little phrase. Neuro-9, the foods that you need to eat each day to build your brain. I'm just right taken by that. I thought that's such an easy way to keep track of things. And they list those Neuro-9. Well, my mama taught me early on in life that if I wanted to memorize something, I need to make an acronym for it. You know, Must Vera eat more jam, said Uncle Neptune. Pluto is the order of the planets, except now we know Pluto is not a planet. Who knew? Well, when I was growing up, it was. So I have an acronym to remember the Neuro-9, and as I think about what I'm eating, is it falling in one of these nine, and have I covered all of those nine in my day? So my sentence is, guess who saw Vera? Vera is my mama. Guess who saw Vera bring turnips, but not green tea? All right, well, that's just a crazy little sentence. But I can remember that guess is greens. So we're talking about kale, spinach, collards, greens. Guess who? Who is whole grains? Oatmeal, quinoa, brown rice. Guess who saw? Saw is seeds, pumpkin seeds, chia seeds, flax seed, hemp seed, seeds. Guess who saw Vera? Well, Vera is vegetables. Think about broccoli, cauliflower, squash, zucchini. Guess who saw Vera bring? Well, bring is beans, legumes, black beans especially, chickpeas, beans. Guess who saw Vera bring turnips? Well, tea is not turnips. I wish it were. But it's turmeric and other spices. I'm reading more and more about how good for you turmeric is, and as little as a quarter teaspoon a day can make a huge difference in the inflammation in your body and the aches and pains and the arthritis. Guess who saw Vera bring turnips? Let's do that again. Guess who saw Vera bring turnips? But is berries, especially blueberries and strawberries. Now, I like blackberries and raspberries, and I bet you do too, but I bet you know those little jewels are not cheap, so I'm really glad that blueberries and strawberries are the top two recommended. Buy them frozen. When you buy frozen foods, they're just as good for you as fresh, and they're generally less expensive, and it's just handy to have in your freezer. Guess who saw Vera bring turnips, but not the knot is nuts, especially walnuts and cashews. And again, I am glad walnuts are at the top of that list because of the nuts, it is one of the less expensive nuts. Unfortunately, the next one is cashews, and those little jewels are not cheap. But boy, are they good. And I use a lot of cashews now because from the cookbook I just mentioned, you soak those cashews and you can make a cashew cheese, or it's used as a thickening in a lot of soups. And boy, is it good. Guess who saw Vera bring turnips but not green tea? Guess what green tea stands for? Green tea. And I'm very, well, I was not actually excited about that part at all. I do not like green tea. I have tried that stuff and it just tastes like dirt to me. And it has caffeine and I have to be careful of how much caffeine I get because I'll wind up with a migraine. But I mentioned it to my next door neighbor and she goes, Carol, you've got to try this particular brand of green tea. It has kombucha in it. And I'm thinking, oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus, smile down on us because kombucha, nasty. I can't drink that stuff. And I'm smiling thinking, yeah, you are seriously nuts. That cannot be good. But she comes over and brings me three tea bags of Yogi, Y-O-G-I, as in yoga. Although I think Yogi Bear when I think about it. Yogi green tea with kombucha. And I decided to try it. Honey, help us. That is some really good stuff. Now, I drink it cold. I fix it the night before, let it sit in the refrigerator to marinate or whatever it is tea does. And I drink it cold. I do consume it before about 2 o'clock each day because I don't need extra caffeine that might keep me awake at night. And that's going to make me grouchy. So we don't want that. Green tea is very good for you. You can order it. You can find it at Publix grocery stores. And I think Publix are everywhere. That is good for you. Tea is good for you. Black tea is good for you. But green tea especially. Guess who saw Vera bring turnips but not green tea? Greens, whole grains, seeds, vegetable, beans, turmeric, berries, nuts, green tea. Are you having those every day? Think about that. It's going to make you healthier. Blessings and smiles. A special thank you to our sponsors, National Association of Veterans and Families, 800-352-2919 or www.navf.org. Contact them for information regarding benefits for the veteran or the spouse of the veteran. Tell them Carol sent you. National Association of Veterans and Families. They speak veteran, so you don't have to. HD Imports, located in Rock Hill, South Carolina, wonderful mechanics for the repair and maintenance of Honda, Hyundai, Acura, Toyota, and Kia. HD Imports, 803-985-0985. I would like to take a special moment and thank you for being a part of Let's Talk Dementia. You can find all of our resources at our website, letstalkdementia.org. Our podcasts, our videos, our books, our blogs, and a form where you can contact me are all right there on the website. I look forward to hearing from you. Blessings and smiles.